face.
Hey, what's up, folks? This is STWLIMSA2GB97.
Ah, you missed the I, but it's okay. That was pretty good.
Oh,
that was
okay.
Pretty good.
All right, I almost got it.
I mean, well, next week. Welcome to STWLIMSA2GB97. The show where we talk about songs that we liked in middle school as two guys born in 1997, coming at you with another fabulous episode. Two more Stone Cold classics on the docket tonight. We'll get to those in a second, but as we like to do every week, we're going to start off with the classic question. Isaac, how was your day today?
My day was fine. I would say nothing happened at all. I went to work and then I came home. And that's about it. It rained here. It didn't rain too hard, but it rained a little bit.
I mean, I wish it rained a little bit. That would be huge for us over here.
There was
California Fox Winters coming at you from the West Coast.
There was a tornado watch yesterday.
Oh.
So maybe that's kind of exciting. There wasn't a tornado, but there was a chance that there could have been one.
So, I mean, it doesn't get much more. I guess the only thing more exciting than that would be if there was a tornado, right?
Yeah, exactly. But that didn't happen. But there could have been one.
Well, thank goodness there wasn't. And your brand new apartment is still intact.
Exactly.
Shout out your address real quick for all the listeners.
I don't want to do that.
Damn. That's too bad. Social security number, maybe?
I don't want to do that one either.
Okay, that's fine.
Has your identity been stolen? And your social security number here to find out.
My day was a little eventful. We had a classic California power outage at work, so I got sent home early. That was fun.
Why is that classic in California?
There's a lot of power outages here. One, because everyone's running AC. Two, because of the fires. I don't actually know why the fires cause power outages, but they are linked, apparently. Like, if a fire gets close enough to you, the power company will tell you, like, hey, we're going to turn your power off for a little bit, just so you know. They'll give you a heads up. It's super nice, but they just turn it off.
Maybe, like, if the fire pole burns down, then the electricity gets the wires shocked people.
Maybe. That could be. I don't know if that's it, but it's possible. But yeah, so I worked from home today for a half day. That was nice, just to kind of get out of the office. Got some stuff done around the house. You know.
It's always good.
Sounds like we both had pretty riveting adventures today. You love to see it.
I mean, there was like a fire.
Yeah, the fire's pretty far away, though.
Oh, okay.
But the ash, like, blows down. I get ash in my car in the morning. It's kind of weird.
Okay.
Swapped out snowstorms for ash.
I let a bird poop on my car this morning.
Damn.
So, yeah, it sounds like we had pretty similar days.
Man, see, this is the riveting content that everyone tunes in for. I hope it was worth the 5-6 week wait, but well, I think one thing I do want to bring up, I don't know if anybody noticed, I would like to apologize. Last episode, we didn't do the game correctly. I'm pretty sure that I guessed the key, but not if it was major or minor, and we just immediately went to celebrate with a shot afterwards.
I think I remember this because when I looked it up, there wasn't, like, it wasn't major or minor. Like, it didn't have enough notes to determine that.
It doesn't have enough notes. All right, well, then never mind. I rescind my apology.
Okay.
Consider it unapologized for.
Because I think I remember that.
Yeah. And then the only other thing that I wanted to talk about before we get into the songs is I saw a tweet recently that was basically just bashing all of the music from this time period. Like, somebody tweeted a picture that was like, take me back to this time. And it was the top charts from, like, what is it, 2011, 2012? I forget exactly what year we decided on. Somewhere around there. And everyone was quote tweeting this tweet and just being like, man, that the music from that era actually sucks. I can't believe people actually liked music back then. Like, all of this music is garbage. It's some of the worst eras of music in the history of eras of music. And I think it's important to address, number one, the nostalgia goggles that we strap on tightly for this show. And also, I think to push back on that a little bit, because there is a lot of good music here. Not all of it, for sure, but there, it's out there. And I think the era maybe gets a worse rap than it deserves. What do you think?
Yeah, I would maybe argue that none of the songs we've reviewed so far are like good songs. That mostly they're just songs that we have nostalgia for.
Mm-hmm.
But I would also say that there are probably some good ones. I can't think of any right now, but I'm sure they exist. That maybe weren't like, they, you know, it's on the top 40, which we've mostly done so far. It's just top 40 songs.
Mm-hmm, mm-hmm. Yeah, I think it's kind of in the spirit of the show to do top 40 tracks. But obviously there's stuff that's good out there. I think Rihanna's albums from this time period hold up pretty well. As I almost picked a Umbrella today, but I didn't. Stay tuned in the future for that one. But
everyone from middle school has that one, like the one indie song that like defines them, that like no one else knows.
Mm-hmm.
Right. So like maybe like one day when we go through all the top 40 ones, we'll get to those other ones and people will be like, this is my episode. Like, this is the episode that describes what middle school was like for me. Like it's pretty broad. I feel like for like covering a lot of people, but like, as we get more into it, we'll discover like more things and more types of music and people.
Absolutely. I mean, that's the magic of it all, really. It's middle school's a universal experience. And even if, you know, maybe you weren't in middle school maybe you weren't born in 1997, let's say, so your middle school experience did not fall at the same time as us, I think you can still appreciate the types of music that you kind of get into at that period of time and how they kind of shape your listening tastes going forward after middle school. I think like my appreciation for rap music is something that started in middle school based off of like pretty bad rap songs, to be honest, but it like helped me like get into the genre based off of songs by B.O.B. and things like that.
Yeah, I would agree with that.
And you know, things don't have to be good to be enjoyable also is something to take away, I think, you know, because Dynamite is maybe the worst, like the lyrics, it's some of the worst songwriting I think I've ever heard. It's like, I think we talked about it on the episode. Like, it's not, it's really well, really not well written. It's just not good, but it's the vibe. It's the pulsating beat. It's the dancing at your middle school dance. It's the biking to the Mountaineers field with it in your iPod headphones. You know, it's all that
stuff. Yeah. And I mean, there's like a million songs that have been written that are essentially exactly like Dynamite. That are all like essentially the same, but it's still fun. But it, like, it doesn't need to be, just because you enjoy it doesn't mean it's necessarily has to be like, it doesn't need to be like good art for you to enjoy it. You just need to enjoy it. I don't know if that makes sense.
Wow, man, we're getting deep today. I like this. I think a little bit more heady conversation could do this podcast well.
Maybe that's what we needed.
Just what we needed. All right. Well, now that we've got the meta analysis out of the way, I think it's your turn to go first this week. Even
My
if
turn?
It's not, you're going to, huh?
I'm okay. Host. All right. You remember the song?
I don't remember the song. Can you remind me what song you picked?
Okay. Yeah. It was Just Can't Get Enough by the Black Eyed Peas.
Mm-hmm.
I kind of wanted to do a Black Eyed Peas song this episode. I feel like the Black Eyed Peas were like just middle school and then they sort of died out. I don't know if that's fair to say.
My friend Jake loves to like tell people about the Black Eyed Peas reggae album that they put out. I think it was reggae or it was Latin. They have become like a Latin group almost.
Okay.
They do a lot of like Spanish language songs. They're still putting out music. I don't know if Fergie is still involved. I think it's just the three dudes at this point.
Well,
I might be wrong about that, but they've been putting out albums for quite a while now.
Whenever I think of the Black Eyed Peas too, I always think of your Fergie joke. If you remember that one,
I think I stole that from Daniel Tosh, to be honest. That was a bit of a thing that I did back in the day, is just pass off comedians' jokes as my own, exposed. But you know, it's still funny. The one about how like you got to be careful because if you zoom too close in on Fergie, the album sales start going down.
Yeah, that was it. That was it.
Yeah,
that's I just always think of that when I think of the Black Eyed Peas now.
Yeah, no, they have a lot of tracks, but this one that you've picked, I think, is probably, aside from the, you know, the Green Face album. What's the name of that album?
Boom Boom Pow.
Is it called Boom Boom Pow?
Is it? I don't know.
It's Boom Boom Pow's off of it, but it's called, pulling it up, The End, The Energy Never Dies.
Wow.
Classic album.
Other album is called The Beginning. So it seems like they basically set themselves up to have a short-lived career, but I don't know. I don't know what they're planning to do.
The Beginning was their, sixth album? So kind of interesting there.
Okay, maybe. Anyways, I had something interesting I kind of wanted to say that's sort of about the song that's like, but you need to like hear it first so I can kind of talk about it. So we can do the key guessing first if you want to do that.
All right, I'm scared. It's been a while, but we'll give it our best shot.
Okay.
Let me get this queued up here.
This might be a tough one because we haven't seen this one yet.
Oh, okay. Can I skip, I guess, is the Fergie, because I know it starts with an intro, right? Fergie without much of anything in the background, but we'll just play it. We'll see how much we need. Okay, and here we go.
Boy, I think about it every night and day. I'm addicted, wanna jump inside your love. I wouldn't wanna have it any other way. I'm addicted and I just can't.
Okay. I mean, there's some chunky piano chords there. I feel like that's a pretty, like, if I'm going to guess off of anything, that's pretty straightforward.
Uh-huh.
You know what I mean? Like, it's kind of like, here's some clunky piano chords that are probably in the key of the song. It sounded very minor to me, for sure.
Yeah,
I'm going to lead off with minor. I think that's
correct.
Just like, you know, that the second chord that follows up the first one there, like, it's like, mm-hmm. That's minor to me.
I can give you a hint, too. If you think it would help?
You know, I think we really got to do this. If I'm going to learn, I got to learn without the training wheels, you know?
Okay.
So, I guess here's my question. If you were to do this, what would you, like, listen for? Like, how would you go about this? I have no idea what I'm even, like,
I feel like the only way to do it is have a reference sound
in
your head and then be like, what does it sound like in relationship to that?
Yeah, I need like a piano in front of me and play the keys and then I'll know.
Or like a virtual piano in your brain or something.
Mm-hmm. Well, I think I'm just going to throw a wild guess out there.
Okay.
I think it's probably, I don't know. I mean, so it's not B flat because we've done B flat before and you said it's different. So I can at least process of elimination that, right?
Uh-huh.
And so I'm going to go with, let's go C minor, final answer.
You got it. That's what it is.
Oh, let's go.
That's pretty awesome. That's pretty good. Yeah.
Wow. I feel like C, it's like the Black Eyed Peas are pretty poppy and basic.
Uh-huh.
And I feel like, isn't C like the most basic key to play in?
I mean, C major is the easiest key.
Mm-hmm.
C, because C minor is E major, right? It's the same notes as E major?
You're asking the wrong guy.
I can't remember. Something like that.
Isn't it G?
No, because G has the F sharp in it.
I don't know. It's beyond me, to be honest. But
I can't remember.
Well, that's a big let's go. All right. I don't have any liquor here if I get the next one right. This is going to be difficult. I'll have to, like, shotgun or something. And that'll be an adventure.
That'll be interesting.
We'll have to wait for the next track to see that. Anyway, tell me why you picked this song.
Well, okay. Play the song for a little bit, and then sure. I'll kind of talk about something interesting I kind of noticed about this.
All right.
Boy, I think about it every night and day. I'm addicted, wanna jump inside your love. I wouldn't wanna have it any other way. I'm addicted and I just can't get enough.
I just can't get enough. I just can't get enough. I just can't get enough. I just can't get enough. Honey got a sexy on steaming. She give my hotness a new meaning. Perfection, mommy, you gleaming. Inception, you got a brother dreaming, dreaming. Damn, baby, I'm fiending. I'm trying to holler at you, I'm screaming.
Did I play enough?
Yeah, okay, that's fine. So the one thing I felt like I was kind of noticing about it as I was listening to it in the shower earlier today is I feel like it's like not, it's like a song with like a strong beat, but I don't really know how to dance to it. You know what I mean? Because it keeps like, it's like it go, like the beat goes for a little bit and then it stops. And then it goes for a little bit and then it stops. Did you kind of notice that?
A little bit. It's got a lot of different sounds going on mm-hmm. in the background. It's very layered, and I think that could definitely contribute to that feeling. But let's listen to some more with that in mind.
Okay. So what I'm hearing is just like the drum beat is like do 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 cha, do 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 cha, and like it stops, and then there's also like that the bridge thing area that we just got to that like they completely stop the drum anyways, so like I just thought this was interesting where it's like it's a song with a heavy drum beat, but it's like I don't really know how to dance to it. It felt like you just have to do the bounce.
Yeah,
I
feel like it's almost like an inverted pop song of this era, where a lot of songs at this time are kind of ballady. You have a lot of singing and then a rap bridge,
mm-hmm.
but this is like a rap song where there's a lot of rapping that happens between the three guys, but then Fergie comes in like between every verse, which I guess is just a chorus,
yeah,
more than a bridge, but it's still they really like pull you back every time that they're done doing their thing.
Yeah, but what I was gonna say is like this song, like the dance, like if you're dancing to it, it feels like you're just doing the bounce, like the mm-hmm. awkward bounce, which reminds me of being at a middle school dance, and that's kind of why I was like, maybe we should do this song.
It's true.
I don't know if that checks out.
I think this reminds me of the divergence that happened where dances became more like a rave vibe where people just want to like listen to like fast electronic music as opposed to like billboard songs, radio songs, you know? So like, I think at middle school dances, it was always like just top 40 type stuff with like slow songs mixed in. Stairway mm-hmm. to Heaven type thing, you know, but for the most part, it's just whatever's popular at the time, whether you can dance to it or not, it doesn't matter. We're just going to play songs we like loud in a dark room and then
yeah,
everyone will figure it out. And this is definitely one of those, because with a different song, like I've Got a Feeling, like forget about it. Like you can, that's danceable. That's
yeah. I mean, it's just the one drum that just goes over and over the whole song.
But this is definitely kind of choppy in a way that I can definitely hear what you mean.
But wait until we get to the switch up.
All right. I wanna jump inside your love. I wouldn't wanna have it in my way. I'm addicted and I just can't get enough. I just can't get enough. I just can't get enough.
That also sounds pretty cool too. I just can't get enough. I just can't get enough. Honey got me running like I'm Flojo. Signs a name on my heart with an XO. Love so sweet, got me vexed though. I wanna wish it right back like presto, yes. Meantime, I'll wait for the next time. She come around for a toast to the best time. We had a well back and forth on the text line. She got me fishing for a love, I confess I'm something about a smile and a combo. Got me high and I ain't coming down, yo. My heart's pumping out louder. The Black Eyed Peas, they were, for like a little bit, they were supposed to be like the music of the future, right?
I think a little bit. I don't know if I don't know. Maybe.
I don't know. I feel like you can kind of maybe hear what they're trying to go for, because all the sounds are like and stuff like that.
Yeah, they were doing like kind of like more palatable EDM type stuff for sure. Electronic music wasn't really a, like, it's just like what Skrillex is coming out around this time. Like that's where we're at pretty much.
Yeah, I don't know.
So it's like there hasn't really been the whole like dubstep revolution, and it wasn't really mainstream, honestly, in my opinion, until like Daft Punk type stuff started happening. Daft Punk were probably the real future music people around this time.
Okay.
But they're incorporating elements of that for sure. I'm going to push back a little bit on the danceability, though. I think the more I listen to it, the more I kind of feel like, sure, there's interludes where, like, you know, you're not going as hard. But, like, when the rap comes in, I feel like you could definitely bust some moves.
I mean, when it comes in, it definitely feels pretty hard.
Yeah.
I definitely like thought I'm grooving. That.
Yeah.
Yeah.
But how to groove, I guess, is the question.
Yeah.
Who's your favorite Black Eyed Pea?
I only know Fergie and will.i.am.
Really?
Yeah, I don't know who the other ones are.
Taboo?
I don't think I've ever heard that name before.
Taboo is the guy with the long hair, and Apple D App is the other guy.
Okay. And, this is all completely new to me.
This is knowledge that I did not have to look up because it is burned into my mind. Apple D App's cool. Shout out Apple D App. I think my favorite is Taboo though, just because he looks cool. He's okay. Just like a cool guy. Also, I think he's like the DJ. Anyway, here we go. Like Mr. Robot. Oh, baby, I can't come down, so please come help me out. You got me feeling high, and I can't step off the cloud. And I just can't get enough. Boy, I think about it every night and day. I'm addicted, wanna jump inside your love. I wouldn't.
This is sick.
I like how they tell us what's happening. I was like, yeah. What is? What do you call it when the beat does this? And will.i.am's like, switch up. I just can't switch up. Sunk in your bed, rock hot, up in your love shot. Now I'm by your home shot. I'm stuck in your head. Switch up. Can't get out. I won't worry. We're making me feel. Give it to me. I want it all. Know what I mean? Your love is a dose of extra. Switch up. Addicted. I can't get away from you. Afflicted. I need it. I miss it. Switch up. I want your love right next to me. And I can't erase you out of my memory.
Anyways, there it is. I also think, that's my favorite Black Eyed Peas song.
Really?
Hot take? Yeah, I think it is. Yeah.
Hot take. It is really good. I think it's, I don't know. I mean, I definitely have been sleeping on it. But I think just generally I have to go with the classic Let's Get It Started. Okay. Maybe that's a basic answer, but for me,
this is from 2003. I didn't know they were that old.
Yeah, they've been making music a long time, and like this album, you know, at the very least, like Let's Get It Started, this song name did not age very well.
That's track, not good.
Track three, Let's Get R-Worded in here, yikes. But other than that, I like the Black Eyed Peas a lot. I think they kind of got a bad rap posthumously because the music doesn't hold up very well, but in its time, it was good. I liked it a lot at the time, and I'll never forget the choreographed dance we had to learn in gym class.
Do you remember what the name of that song was?
Yeah, it's called Pump It.
Yeah. I was almost going to do that song because I was like, a month. We spent a month in gym class
just
learning,
listening to it over and over and over again in like 13 second increments. Like, so annoying. It ruined the song for me.
It was really bad, but it came on and I was like, I kind of want to do this maybe because it'll bring back good middle school memories maybe. But then I was like, I don't even really like this song. So I decided not to do it.
Fair enough. I like this song a lot. I think it's got a lot going for it. The beat switch at the end was something I had almost forgotten, and it really makes it work overall. Yeah. I think, you know,
what kind of vibes would you say this song had?
That's a good question. 'Cause like, it's definitely not dancey as we talked about. I think it's, it could be a pregame vibe. Maybe
for me, it's a combination of, remember, when we were talking about when we did Cooler Than Me, you were like, this is like jamming on the sidewalk with your ear pods in kind of vibe. I feel like it's a mixture of that and dance vibe, but it's like it meshes in such a weird way that it creates something new.
It could be, it's kind of like a vibe out in the car type of song.
Yeah, that could, yeah, that like could be true.
Like, I'm doing a lot of head bobbing. I'm doing like a little grooving with my body, but I'm not, you know, jumping off my feet.
Yeah, I think that makes sense.
Yeah, but good track. I mean, I think the best part of it probably is the beat switch.
Yeah,
verses not very memorable. I've already forgotten. I think Will I Am comes in pretty strong at the beginning, but the other two, it's kind of take it or leave it. You know?
Yeah, I mean, yeah, I don't know. The most exciting parts of the song are when. When the beat has been stopped, but then it comes back in.
Yeah,
that's the good part.
The anticipation.
Yeah,
that's what it's all about. That's what it's all about. What do we think of Fergie's vocals, though? This chorus.
It's fine. I don't know. It was whatever.
Yeah,
I think neither of us are really that big of fans of Fergie.
Yeah, I mean, have you see that video of her singing the national anthem that one time?
I haven't. Is it good or bad?
Oh, it's like she does. Let's say that she takes a lot of artistic liberties with how the song is sung.
Those are always the best. That's the best kind of national anthem.
Yeah. And she really goes for it. Like really goes for it. And so definitely look that up. That's a great vid.
Okay.
Any other thoughts? I don't have a lot to contribute on this song just because I think... It didn't get a lot of play from me. I don't have a ton of memories associated with it. It just kind of reminds me of the Black Eyed Peas in general.
Okay. Any emojis? Any emojis for this song?
Oh, yeah. I mean, this song, it feels kind of like, I don't know. It might be like a kind of like an alien spaceship emoji if we got like a UFO flying saucer type emoji.
I was thinking that or the robot emoji.
Robot emoji would be perfect. Yeah. I think that's what it's very beep boop beep.
Yeah, exactly.
Type music, which is
it's a beep boop song.
It's a beep there's a lot of beeps and boops. No one can dispute it. You all just listen to it with us and there's beeps, there's boops, there's even a few bops. So yeah, I mean, good track. If I had to rate it, I think I'd probably give it a solid like 7 out of 10.
I would agree with that.
At this point in time, it's good. Like, if I'm gonna listen to a Black Eyed Peas song, I'm gonna like seek this one out for sure. You know?
Yeah.
And it deserves credit for that for sure, because like this album has several songs, and I know exactly two of them. Yeah, we've got Just Can't Get Enough and Dirty Bit. Those are the only two. Oh yeah, Dirty Bit. Such a good song. I like
the part. Cool. Do you want to move on to your song? I forget what it was.
Yeah, we can do my song now. I have to use the bathroom, so I'm just going to take a quick pee break. But we'll be right back after these messages. Isaac, you mind reading the ad copy that they sent over while I'm peeing?
Sure. Okay.
Yeah, sure. Be right back.
I didn't read an ad. I tried to find a transcript for a HelloFresh podcast ad. So I feel like this is a pretty classic podcast sponsorship, but I couldn't find a good one enough time. So
That's all right. We'll fix it in post. Tragic that you didn't slam down that improv alley-oop, though. Hate to see it. I guess I could have... A better improvist would have been like, and now read this copy from blank, and then, you know, you, I would have at least given you a launching pad, but...
Maybe what we can start doing is just reading ads from companies, and then they'll hear about it because their business spikes, and then they'll start paying us.
I think that's how advertising works. Yeah, you gotta advertise for the companies you want, right?
Yeah, exactly.
That'll be good. Stay tuned for featured sponsorships coming soon. So the song that I picked is a little ditty by B.O.B. and Bruno Mars called Nothing on You. In parentheses, babe. I like this song a lot. I actually picked it because I listened to this whole B.O.B. album recently. Just out of curiosity. I hadn't listened to it in a while. And I think this is the best song on the album. I really do.
You don't think it's Airplanes?
I think it's better than Airplanes. That is my hot take.
That's a very hot take, especially considering Airplanes has about 175 more million listens than Nothing on You.
Yeah. And, you know,
that's pretty hot.
I mean, 300 million is still a lot. It's the second most on the album, but more than Magic, notably. Which is also in this category, I think. Those are the three that really got a lot of play in middle school. I remember dancing to Magic at the middle school dance, for sure. But this song, I remember very, very specifically a single moment that I wanted to bring up, and that's why I chose it. Picture this. City Center, right?
It's still open.
City Center's open. People are going in and out. You got Village Pizza. It's hopping. People like to hang out there. And Glee is on television. I believe the first season of Glee is airing at this time. And everyone has Glee fever. People are going nuts for Glee. And so our school started a Glee club, primarily hosted, I think it was Savannah's mom was the one who ran it. All the girls were in it. I don't know if there were any boys. I think it was all the girls because, you know, whatever weird, like, toxic masculinity. I'm not going to join a glee club that's gay type stuff. I certainly had that perspective at the time. But they performed this song in City Center, and I went to watch because Claire was in it, I think. I was still in love with Claire or whatever. Shout out Claire if you're listening. And they performed this song, and it was... I don't really remember how it went, but it was just very interesting to watch this a cappella group perform this song in the City Center, and I'll never forget that.
Yeah, I remember that. I think I went to that concert.
Oh yeah, it was a big deal. Everyone went. Everyone showed their support.
Well, you know, all the girls were in it, so
right.
That's how you got in.
And you know, they did the classics. You know, they were doing Starships and stuff like that, and they also did this song. And listening to it, I think Bruno Mars is timeless. He is just as good on this track as he has been for his whole career. It's early Bruno Mars, which is exciting. Maybe one of the first Bruno Mars songs that I heard. I don't know about you. I don't know if he had put out any solo stuff before this.
Yeah, I remember. The one I was thinking of, which we might do in another episode, is the one where it's like, today I don't feel like doing anything. I think it's called The Lazy Song. I feel like that was one of the first Bruno Mars songs I heard.
Yeah, because is Billionaire his song? Or Millionaire?
He's on Billionaire.
It's the other guy, Travis. I think it's Travis Barker or something like that.
Yeah. Also, side note, have you seen the picture of Bruno Mars standing next to Taylor Swift?
Yeah. So there's a couple versions of that picture circulating on the internet. One of them, he has been photoshopped to be dramatically shorter than he actually is. But even the original photo is still insane to see. Like, he is a short man.
Yeah. This, I don't know. This is funny to me.
Sorry. Short king.
Yeah.
But yeah. That's about all the thoughts I have about this one. Do you have any connections besides the concert?
Well, I think we should guess the key. There's something exciting that happens in this key, by the way.
Really?
That we haven't really seen before, I don't think.
Should I be nervous? Is that going to make it harder?
No, it's I think it's going to be easy.
All right. Here goes.
Beautiful girls all over the world. I could be chasing, but my time would be wasted. They got nothing on you, baby. Nothing on you, baby. They might say hi.
Okay. Interesting.
Sounds kind of bright, maybe?
It did sound bright. It did sound pretty bright. There's that poppy. There's like one poppy note that they're hitting. Like it's down, and then there's the one note that's like, boo, here I am.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Exciting. So that makes me think, I mean, if I'm saying the word bright, I'm saying the word major.
Okay, but, we're saying major?
Yeah.
All right, that's correct.
Okay. Okay. And?
For the key?
The key?
This is one we've seen before.
It's one we've seen before.
It's probably the most common key we get, which I'm nervous about because I don't really want to take a shot right now.
I mean, on the one hand, we do have a commitment to the listeners. You know, we could. I mean, so if you're saying this, it's obviously B flat.
Yeah, it's B flat.
It's B flat major, which is interesting because it's. I feel like we usually get the B flat minors around mm-hmm. here.
Yeah.
So B flat major is an interesting twist, but you know, we don't have to do anything we don't want to do. I think we can just send it down the road. Next time we'll do two.
Okay, I agree with that. That's fine with me.
Sold. Mortgaging our future for the sake of our present selves. Love to see it. But yeah, I mean, that checks out. It's very bright. You know, it's got a... I almost said minor for a second because it's kind of a somber intro there.
Yeah.
But it's a great song, so let's just give it a listen.
And I might say hey, but you shouldn't worry about what they say, because they got nothing on you, baby.
Yeah.
Nothing on you,
like that. Just there's like that simple piano in the background. There's just like the two chords, but it's like a happy sad that definitely makes me feel nostalgic.
Yeah, I think that's what really hooks me about this song is that the piano kind of just like chugs along the whole time.
Yeah,
as it's like slowly drowned out by other things that they layer on top of it, but it's consistently there, and it is a very like kind of melancholy, bittersweet type of sound.
Yeah,
which with the subject matter of the song makes a lot of sense, I think. The only other thing I noticed there was just the buildup before B.O.B. comes in. They really like layer the, like, I think it's a synth, like the like kind of saw-y sound.
Okay,
and that kind of builds the anticipation there for the verse to come in. And I think the biggest thing about this song is just the contrast between B.O.B. and Bruno Mars. Like they have two very, very different voices, and so like the back and forth between them is pretty excellent.
Yeah.
But I was wondering if there was something that you wanna know. But never mind that, we should let it go. Cause we don't wanna be a TV episode. And all the bad thoughts, just let it go. Go, 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 go. Beautiful girls all over the world. I could be chasing, but my time would be wasted. They got nothing on you.
Nothing on you, babe. Nothing on you.
Hear him go ha ha in the background.
So that's the one part of the song that I think is a little goofy. Like when it starts out and like Bruno Mars is like the beautiful intro thing and he's like nothing on you.
Yeah.
It sounds a little goofy to me. And the ha ha part, yeah, that's
ha ha.
Also, it's one of where they very obviously recorded the whole song and then they took BOB and then we're like, all right, say like some things in the background of it.
Right. We're going to play the finished song through your headphones and you just kind of riff a little.
Yeah, exactly.
A little bit. Throw some ad libs in there. This song is 4.5 minutes long also, which is insane.
Huh.
I was just looking at that. Doesn't that seem crazy long for this?
Maybe. I don't know.
That's like almost 5 minutes.
Yeah, yeah.
I don't know. It's just, I feel like you could get this done in a tight 3 and call it a day, but.
Sexy to pay your taxes?
Yeah.
Maybe feel like the song could have ended by now,
right? Like, this is good, we did it.
Yeah,
but there's another like minute and a half after this, which as dedicated researchers of middle school lore we have to listen to, but it just seems like it's a bit gratuitous. I don't know. I mean, B.O.B. is famously a bit of a crazy person, so.
Wait, why is that? I didn't know that.
Oh, you don't know this? Oh, man. We're going to get to that, and it's going to be juicy. But you'll have to stay tuned to find out.
Okay. Oh, it's a switch-up.
Yeah.
It's a little hard to tell because they're not saying switch up, but
yeah, it's true.
We're pretty good at this, so.
No other girls on my brain, and you the one to blame. Beautiful girls all over the world. I could be chasing, but my time would be wasted. They got nothing on you. Nothing on you, babe. Nothing on you. Nothing on you. Nothing on you, babe. Nothing on you. Might say hi.
We do it.
That's just how we do it. All right, so the last like 30 seconds don't really count, to be fair.
Like, well, it's a fade out.
This fade out is it's still fading out and it's still fading out, and now the song's over. Well, I mean, I stand by it. I think listening
it's a good
to
one.
It, it's good. It's a really good song. I think it is a bit long. I think the switch up is not necessary. You could have just ended it there. I guess it's a time before Spotify, so shorter songs were not really the move. But
I mean, it looks like Airplanes was only 3 minutes long. I feel like that's a good pop song length. It's 3 minutes.
Yeah. And I mean, I wonder if that contributed to Airplanes being more popular or if it's more so about...
You know what? I bet it is. Because they say a reason that Old Town Road like has so many listens is because it's so short that people listen to it and they're like, I feel like I didn't listen to it long enough. So they play it again.
That was on purpose. Yeah, he's Nas X has talked about that. Like it's in the world of Spotify, you get more streams that way, which equals more dollars.
Yeah.
because it's not about anyone buying the song. Nobody buys music. So, yeah, it's definitely, I think, maybe a factor. I mean, Airplanes is also just iconic, and I don't want to besmirch it in any by any means, because I love that song. And it's just the hook by Hayley Williams, I think, is what really makes it. But this is not the Airplanes episode. This is the Nothing on You episode. And as far as the song goes, I think it delivers on everything it's trying to do really solidly. It's kind of a combination of a love ballad and a love rap ballad at the same time. You got maybe one of the best vocalists of our time, Bruno Mars, on there, just kind of doing his sweet, sweet, buttery voice, laying it down on the track. And the end result is just a very kind of happy, sad sort of vibe that I think is holds up today and definitely teleports me right back to middle school every time I hear it.
Do you think the partly sunny emoji would be good for this song?
Yeah, it's kind of like a sun peeking out from the clouds type of
vibe. That's what I'm thinking too. For some reason, my mind went to a weather emoji.
Yeah. I wonder if it's because there's the album has clouds.
Maybe, or maybe I'm thinking of Airplanes, which go through clouds.
Maybe.
Which is the other song?
I would say this song is maybe like a upside down smiley face type vibe. Also,
that's pretty good too, actually.
Yeah, I love that emoji. That's a classic emoji. As far as B.O.B. goes, the man is like, he's a flat earther, so that's a bit much.
Oh, that's pretty crazy.
Yeah, he's always had a bit of like a conspiracy tint to his music. I actually did a very deep dive on B.O.B. in middle school. Went through all of his old mixtapes, all of his songs that he made like leading up to this album.
Okay.
Before he really like blew up. And a lot of them have a lot of like kind of like the, you know, the elites are controlling you type messaging.
Okay.
Which, I mean, they are. And also the way he goes about it is a little out there, I guess you could say.
Well, I feel like there's like the rage against the machine, like the elites are controlling
right.
you.
Right.
And then there's like a flat earther elites are controlling you, which are two kind of different things.
Yeah. As opposed, it's much more so like Illuminati as opposed to like the cops. You know?
Yeah.
He actually got into I believe Neil deGrasse Tyson's son dropped a diss track on B.O.B. about how the earth is round and you're dumb for thinking it's not. And then B.O.B. fired back with a like earth is flat rap. So that's out there on the internet. I followed that saga. It was kind of funny. B.O.B. I really like his voice and like how he attacks his words, if that makes sense.
Okay.
Like just his like enunciation and flow and like how just the way he sounds. I'm his voice. He's got a good voice, I think, is what I'm trying to say. He's got like the little southern drawl in there a little bit. And it just it kind of works. I like the nothing on you. I think it's fun.
Yeah, I mean it's funky. It's pretty good.
It's catchy if nothing else. but definitely a good song. I think the only real problem is that it's too long and that Bruno Mars is maybe not utilized enough. I think maybe more of like, I feel like there's not really a bridge here.
Yeah.
Maybe on the switch up you have Bruno Mars come in and do a bit more. I know it's B.O.B.'s album, but if I had to change anything.
I would also say maybe, I don't know if I could differentiate what, like if the verses are about anything different.
Yeah.
Like it's just like there's a girl who I like.
Mm-hmm. And all the other girls are not as good as this one girl.
Exactly.
Who I like. We get it. You like the girl.
Maybe add some like arc or something. But I don't run the world, so I don't know.
It's true. You're not B.O.B. So you're not in charge of the song.
Mm-hmm.
Well, I don't have too much else to add. Do you have any other thoughts?
Vibes for the song? We said emojis. I don't know if there's vibes.
Yeah, vibes wise, I think it's probably,
I feel like this is just a sit down and listen to song.
Yeah, it's just like it's like an on your playlist, you listen to it sometimes type song, right?
Yeah.
I mean, maybe if you're like, you know, thinking about a girl you like, right?
Maybe.
You're like crushing on somebody and you're kind of like feeling in your feelings about that.
I feel like this is just like, you're like trying to make a playlist and you see this song and you're like, oh yeah, I like this song. And so you add it. And that's the kind of vibes that I get from it.
Mm-hmm. Which, like, I think could be probably the same argument could be made for Airplanes, right? Because Airplanes is not a dance song. It's not.
Yeah, like, I would agree with that.
It's just kind of the vibe. It's like it's a good song that you like to listen to. And sometimes it doesn't need a specific context because, you know, sometimes you just want to listen to music.
Yeah.
Which, nothing wrong with that. Nothing wrong with that. Ain't nothing wrong with that. Oh, man. Killer stuff. Two great songs, honestly. I know we started out talking a little bit about whether or not music from this era is good. And I think Just Can't Get Enough, I could see how someone who is very music theory and, like, artsy and, like... You know what I mean? Like,
yeah.
Like Anthony Fantano type music reviewer would not really have a great time with Just Can't Get Enough. I think they would pick it apart.
I feel like those people don't like the beep boop music.
The beep boop, yeah. There's some beep boop music. Death Grips has beep boop in it sometimes.
Okay.
There's some beep boop there, but I think they're just good tracks. I mean, Nostalgia Goggles firmly strapped on, and they're good. I like them. I would listen to them today. I've been listening to them all day, actually, to get ready for this episode. So
yeah, exactly.
Just goes to show you, we do this because we like these songs, not because we want to pick them apart. But yeah. Well, I don't have too much else to add. I mean, you wanna say any closing remarks here? I'll toss it over to you for the final thought.
I just thought it was two. I agree with you. I thought it was two solid songs. Another good episode in the books.
Ah, man.
After a long hiatus.
Yes, we're going to try to be a bit more consistent, but also no promises. Because we do this mostly for us and not so much for you. Sorry. Anyway, thanks so much for listening to STWLIMSA2GBI97.
There we go. Bye. Place.